From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome once again to our gospel broadcast. Today we return once again to our study of Psalm 34, which we have entitled Tasting Christ. That verse reads, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So far in our study, we have considered how we can never really know Christ until we have tasted him. By this is meant believing on him. The verse we are looking at states this truth in two ways. First of all, symbolically, taste him, and then literally, trusteth in him. The psalmist explains what he means by tasting Christ with the statement, Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. In our second study, we considered how those who did trust Christ as their Saviour discovered that he was good. All the goodness and kindness and love of God are there to be tasted and enjoyed in Christ and available to those who trust him. In this, our final study on this text, we want to look at two simple truths. As the food we eat scents our breath, so Christ perfumes the spirit of those who feast upon him. And opportunities for tasting Christ soon go by. So then, let us consider firstly, as the food we eat scents our breath, so Christ perfumes the spirit of those who taste him. It is recorded about Saul of Tarsus, better known to us as Paul the Apostle, that Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Acts chapter 9 and verse 1. In his unconverted days, Saul had very bad breath indeed. It is said that he breathed out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Saul was a wicked man, though not exceptionally so. Few today realize just how they are seen by the eyes of God. Listen to these words from the lips of the Saviour. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. Matthew 15, verses 18 to 20. That is the Lord's assessment of the character of mankind. He's not talking about a few very wicked persons. No, he is talking about the human heart universally. The Bible teaches the total depravity of the human heart. The description given by the Saviour of the heart of all men can produce only such a conclusion. Listen to his words again. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. I might emphasize that his words are a mere repeating of that which has been stated by God since the dawn of man's wickedness. These words are found near the beginning of the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Please look it up. Check it out. This was God's definition of the moral state of man's heart back in the days of Noah. Let me ask you to note three words in that text. Every, only, and continually. The wording of the verse gives no room whatsoever for the human heart to produce anything other than sin. Things have not changed since that ancient time, despite mankind's boasting of its progress and advancement. Hear what the Saviour says about the character of mankind in the closing days of this age, just before he returns in glory. But as the days of Noe, or Noah, were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 37. You have only to listen to the news, sounded out every day, to observe the continued, indeed increasing wickedness of mankind. Man's sinful nature is breathed out daily in his actions and words. The stench of sin is everywhere. What a change takes place when Christ is received by faith. He cleanses, purifies, purges, and perfumes the life. Listen to Paul's words to the Corinthian Christians. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place, for we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 14 and 15. Christ in the believer is unto God a sweet savour. The words mean a sweet smelling odour. When Christ came to the tomb of Lazarus, in which he had lain 4 days, and ordered the stone to be rolled back from the door, Lazarus' sister Martha protested, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." John 11, verse 39. Unpalatable a truth as this may be to so many who entertain the highest views of their moral calibre, our sins are a stench in the nostrils of God. Isaiah the prophet, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, put it like this: from the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Isaiah 1:6. However, when Christ is received by faith, a most remarkable change takes place in the sinner, both within and without. Perhaps you have heard of the poor man possessed by many devils in the Gadarene area of Israel in the days of the Saviour. His encounter with the Lord is recorded for us in Mark chapter 5, the verses 1 to 20. As a result of the wonderful deliverance wrought in that man, he was greatly changed indeed. Here is how the matter is stated for us in Mark chapter 5 and the verse 15, when the people of the area, who would have known the wild and wicked ways of the man before his conversion, came to see the changes wrought in him by the Saviour. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Sitting and clothed and in his right mind. A complete and utter contrast to what he had been like. Gone was the stench of sin, and in its place the sweet perfume of meekness, of holiness, of Christ-likeness. What a wonderful change takes place when Christ Jesus comes into the heart of a repentant sinner. Let me conclude by pointing out to you that opportunities for tasting Christ soon go by. One thing that accompanies the passing of the years is the failing of our faculties, our hearing, our eyesight, our mobility, and our ability to taste food as once we did. The old man Barzillai, the friend of David, whom David wished to honour for his loyalty during the rebellion mounted by Absalom. When David was returning to his palace in Jerusalem, from which he had been driven by Absalom, he wished to reward Barzillai for the kindness he had shown him during the time of his exile in the wilderness. But Barzillai thought he was too old for such an honour. Hear his words in 2 Samuel chapter 19, in the verse 35. I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? The ability to taste things declines as the years go by. Do you see the point I am making? As time goes by, the opportunities to respond to the gospel, to taste Christ, diminish also. Dear listener, now is the time for tasting the gospel. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the verse 1 states, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Please heed these words today. While you have opportunity, while you have time, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Please join me again the next time we gather around God's word, when we will have a new text to look at. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT783RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT783RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564, 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.